Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. We want to thank our sponsors,
Earth Breeze, Earnin, and Factor.
You'll hear more about them later in the episode. My name is Melissa, and I'm often the juice in this equation of the Gin and Juice Podcast.
You're on Jen today. I am Mel, and I am sometimes Jen. I'm always Jen, but she's sometimes Jen. That's
correct.
A better way to say that.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true. That's,
no, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Listen, before we get started with Long Story Short, a segment where we talk about, you know, things that just happened over the course of the week, I just want to let you guys know, we have to circle back to the bacon thing, okay? Oh. We just have to circle, two things, actually. We have to circle back to the bacon thing first, because I don't understand why y'all don't cut your bacon.
You need to start.
And, like, it's not mutilation, you guys. It's just an easier way to cook your bacon.
It is. It's so great.
You can get one piece, goes to your kids. I make my kids little English muffin sandwiches. I have to cut the bacon. I don't, you guys, you should try it. That's all I'm saying is that we all,
don't
as a group.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Should try it. Why do you cut your bacon? You just do because it's too big for the pan?
It's just big. And I feel like I can better manage it when I cut it.
I concur. So all I'm saying is that.
Last thing I want to say, let's talk about Beyonce really, really quickly because we just hit over 2,000 followers on Instagram on the Jen and Juice page, which I'm actually very excited about.
You should be. You're doing the clippy things.
We're doing the clips. We're trying to grow the page. You guys go support that. But this Beyonce clip has like over 200, not approaching 300,000. It's between between 250 and 300,000.
Oh my gosh.
Check to see. Anyway, it's really close. And I'm happy you had a good time, Courtney. She says she saw Beyonce in Houston last night.
Oh, fantastic. I'm very jealous.
You guys, I just want to say that to the world.
262,000
There you go.
Views on this Beyonce video.
I just want to say that I had this revelation yesterday. Her fans are not unhinged. Her haters are.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. They are unhinged. Where is the church of Beyonce that you say the fans are attending? Why are we worshiping her?
We never worshiped her.
Who is bowing down?
I never called her God. I never did any of that. That was never said by either of us. And somehow somebody was mad because I said, it inspires me to be all I can be in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
And somebody was like, in the army of the Lord, mentioning God after worshiping Beyonce.
Who is worshiping?
What a leap. What a leap.
How did we get here?
I love the Lord. I love him. Amen. I do.
I don't understand.
I like Beyonce too. I love her too. I think she's great. I don't love them the same way. God is God. Beyonce is Beyonce.
I don't.
Both things can happen.
Both. I also want to find, this is the other part that I find so interesting. I think that there has been more PhD level discourse and analysis on what Beyonce has done than what she has actually said about the things she has done.
Yes.
And the way that people connect the things she's done to like to being demonic.
Oh my gosh. It's so wild.
It's wild.
It's so wild. I also don't understand what would be so bad about being inspired. You ever go to like see a motivational speaker?
Yes.
And you leave and you feel like, oh my gosh, yes, like I feel motivated.
I.e. motivational speaker.
Like that's all we were like, girl, what disconnect is happening? You leave church, you be excited. Like all I'm saying is that you can be inspired and motivated, and that is what Beyonce does for us.
Correct.
And for a ton of other people. If that means to you that she is God and is being idolized and worshiped, you should take that up with your God. That's your business.
And maybe take counseling because
nothing to do with
it's
me.
Just, it's such a leap.
It's such a leap.
It's such a leap. I was cracking up. I'm not even going to lie to you. I had a good time. A couple folks was getting out of line. That's the part where if you just have a comment, fine. But some people be out of line. I had to delete their comments.
Yes.
But for the most part, folks
are silly.
They are silly.
People be silly.
It's be cracking me up. All right, let's start. Long story short, Mel has some good ones.
Do
I actually don't. Your kids were sick.
Oh my gosh, my kids were so sick. On Friday, I don't know what happened. On Friday, we just woke up to both of them. McKinley had a fever and Micaiah kept pulling her ear.
Mm-hmm.
And McKinley never had an ear infection, so I've only heard about ear infections, but I don't really know what those look like in practice with children. And she just kept pulling, and she wouldn't go to sleep. Every time she lay down, she would lay for 5 minutes, and then she would wake up. So Greg and I got like 0 minutes of sleep. We just kept taking turns with her. And then McKinley already like talks in her sleep a lot, but she was like, so then I would go in her room and ask her what's happening, and my stomach is hurting and I don't feel good and I'm just so hot, but now I'm so cold. It just was like the worst part of parenthood is having sick kids. Like
at the beginning of the year, that's what you're gonna get.
I hate everything about it. And then we're just alternating Tylenol and Motrin and giving them water and staying hydrated, and Kai wouldn't eat. And oh my gosh, it just is so annoying. Yesterday, I ended up, because it seemed like an ear infection, so I took her to urgent care, and the guy was like, no, she doesn't, it's not infected. It does seem like there's something in there, but it's not infected. And I was like, this is not really useful. He didn't give me any antibiotics, so we just went back home.
That's actually really surprising that it's not an ear infection. She had a fever. Yes. She was pulling at her ear.
Diarrhea.
Like, these are all ear infection things.
Oh, my gosh. Her diarrhea.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Hey, man, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm going to slightly jump only because I'm going to jump to Mel Takes TV, kind of, okay? When you have children and they are sick, especially when they are babies, but just in general, when you have children and they are sick and you cannot do anything about that, it is the most like helpless feeling in the world. Like all you want to do is make your children feel better. And it sucks to even going to urgent care and he's like, oh, she'd be all right. And I'm like, she still has a fever though. But like it is so, you just feel helpless.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
And there's not many things like wanting to help your kids and not being able to. And I only jumped to Mel Takes TV because I watched this documentary called Take Care of Maya about a woman who wanted to help her kids and her daughter and she couldn't.
Is it like
girl.
Do Something John with John Q movie?
Yes.
So what's the
Do Something John?
It is
wild. I don't want to ruin it.
I need to watch it.
But everyone should watch this terrible documentary. The trial from the documentary started on Thursday of last week, and I'm recapping it on all of the things on TikToks and YouTubes because it is infuriating. But it is about a woman who wanted to help her child who was sick and she couldn't, and it is beyond frustrating.
Okay, so I'm gonna watch it. What is it on?
Netflix.
Okay, it's on Netflix.
Yes.
Do Something, John.
Do something.
And then she did something, huh?
Oh, she did something. She absolutely did something. Mm-mm. And now a trial's happening with the family.
Who do you think's going to win?
The problem is that they're suing, the family is suing the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And hospitals are powerful.
They are.
People.
They are.
They have a lot of money behind them.
They do.
They have a lot of access and resources.
And they're going to finagle themselves out of a situation in a minute.
And so it is challenging to the other thing is,
If they think they're going to lose, they're probably going to settle anyway. Go ahead.
These lawyers suck, in my opinion. Listen, I watched every single day of that YNW Melly trial, and some of those lawyers sucked, but the one person who did not was that black man. That lead black man in the YNW Melly trial, he was a finesser.
Yeah.
And I, in my opinion, my non-lawyer opinion, being an attorney, you need to be good at finessing.
For sure.
You got to be able to, like, tell
interpret
me how
the
you
circumstance.
Got to A
it's
to B,
Jonah.
And I need to follow that. You got to be good at storytelling.
Yep.
You got to be connecting dots that maybe ain't even dots that ain't there, but all of a sudden I see the dots.
Correct.
And these people, they talk slow. They talk low. They talk in circle. I'm like, what's your point? What you here to prove again? What happened? And it's on both sides. So I'm waiting for them, for like the big guns to come out, whoever. There's a young guy on the hospital side who I feel like can kind of get it done, but their family attorney, I'm like, gee, well, sir, good luck.
You would think with a case like this, publicity that it came from a Netflix documentary, that someone would be willing to take the risk to come out here and...
I'm hoping that the evidence will speak for itself in the case, and so there's not ton... It's a jury trial, so not a ton of, like, connecting that people have to do. The jury has to do, but we'll see. It is a wild doc, and I really, really encourage you to watch it. You're gonna cry because it's really sad.
Oh, man,
but
I'm not
it also
to cry.
Has a ton of just information that, like, I didn't know.
Oh, I see.
About the process of like DFACS, like Department of Children and Family Services.
Uh-huh.
Just a lot of stuff that I just wasn't aware about. So, highly recommend. Anyway, all of that to say, having sick kids sucks. But before you go on to yours, I want to tell you what doesn't suck, and that is Earth Breeze. If you are thinking about recycling and making a big difference, you should try Earth Breeze. You know those recycling symbols on plastic containers? The technical term is resin identification numbers, and they can actually be misleading. Did you know that this doesn't always mean the plastic will get recycled? 91% of plastic doesn't even get recycled. That's why I try to reduce my single-use plastic consumption, and the easiest place to start is in the laundry room. You can do what I did and switch the laundry jug for Earth Breeze Eco Sheets. Earth Breeze makes a revolutionary liquidless laundry detergent that looks just like a dryer sheet, and it gets your clothes clean. Earth Breeze Echo Sheets were made to make life easier. It dissolves in any wash cycle, hot or cold. No measuring, no gooey mess, and no heavy plastic jugs. Just toss the sheet in and you are good to go. They've thought of everything. The packaging is a lightweight cardboard envelope, saving you space and avoiding the plastic jug, which is like the biggest part for me. Those plastic, they're so big.
They're huge.
And then you have to like turn them over. Yes. And then like, you know when stuff drips and you're trying to like make sure it's not around the ring and it didn't drip on the side of the bottle. Yes. It also didn't drip on your hand. And it's the jug is annoying. The jug is annoying. And Earth Breeze, you don't have to deal with all that because it's just a little dryer sheet. You just throw it in your washer and turn it on and you're good to go. So, and you still get a powerful clean. Earth Breeze is tough on stains, fights odors, and gives you a clean you can feel good about. I told y'all not too long ago that I've been trying to teach McKinley how to wash her clothes, and Earth Breeze has been amazing for this process because she don't have to deal with the jug and trying to spill it and put it all over my floor like I know she would do at 7 years old. Instead, she puts her clothes in there. She throws her little dryer sheet, which is Earth Breeze, in there and turns the washer on, and we are good to go. Right now, my listeners can subscribe to Earth Breeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's earthbreeze.com/GJ.
GJ.
For 40% off, earthbreeze.com/GJ.
GJ.
All right, girl.
I just have one. Actually, I have two long story shorts, and I'll make them actually short. Story number one is I went to the nail salon. I got my nails done, obviously, and I was inspired to get a different shape because I saw this other lady with a different shape, and I hate them.
Oh.
I tried to live with it. God knows I did.
I love that shape, actually. I was thinking about
square.
Switching mine.
First of all, you know, you ever do too many new things?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you realize, so I got a new shape.
Yeah.
I did matte, which I almost never do. And I got red, which I almost never do. And the combination of them has me looking at my hands, and I'm just not a fan.
Where you messed up is the matte. Matte is good in theory. Matte is good on Pinterest. Matte is not good in real life.
I concur. That's it looks dull.
It looks dull. It's not
lifeless.
No, and you should if you get matte, that's my opinion, you should never get your whole hand matte.
I agree.
You have to do like 100%. One nail to like give a little razzle-dazzle.
Like an accent, or if you do like a French tip
Yeah, but you cannot do matte on the whole thing because it just looks dull and dusty. You look dusty. The shape and the color is great. You should just have them put the polish on top of it and it'll be shiny again.
I'm going back to stilettos.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. I actually wanted to go today. I forgot I have my appointment to go to the doctor to get my evaluation of my hand.
Yeah.
But at some point I'm not going to last for 2 weeks. I did it and I was like, I think I like it. Let me live with it for a little while. I'm done living with it.
Hello.
I don't like it. I don't like square on me. Maybe if they were shorter, but I don't like square on me.
You need them longer.
Maybe if they were skinnier.
Yeah, you need, it's ballerina, right?
This ain't ballerina. This is from the 90s, okay?
But you ballerina nails. Hold on. Yeah, you need ballerina. It's like this. It's like when it goes in and then like as it goes longer, it kind of narrows a little bit more.
Got it.
You need that.
Yeah, I probably do. My hands, I have natural long nail beds and my hands are long. And so when they're stumpy like this, it's just not a vibe. It's just not my personal, it's just not what I like for me.
Yeah.
If you like it for you, good for you. Yeah. I don't like this for me.
Hello.
And so it's a no.
Hilarious.
I'm going to change it.
Oh, Coffin. Y'all might be right. Coffin, it might be what I mean. Not
Coffin.
Ballerina.
I feel like if they were thinner, I probably wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
But yes.
That's Coffin.
Actually,
that's better
whoever said
ballerina.
Coffin, you're correct.
Yeah.
You understand my vibes.
Yep.
Because this big, thick girl, goodbye.
Yeah.
Like a Mack truck is sitting on my finger. I don't like it. So that's that. The other thing I just want to tell you guys, this is actually a business note, right? I actually thought about doing it on Instagram. We just went through the process of hiring a new assistant.
Yes.
This is my advice this is my advice for people that hire a team.
Yep.
Do not hire in a state of desperation.
Amen.
If you have fires around you and you are looking for someone to fill that spot like immediately, you will hire the wrong person. You will be unhappy with that person, and they probably aren't going to fulfill the need that you actually think you're hiring them for.
Interesting. Yeah.
And you'll end up moving them around to a different space because then you feel bad, but you don't want to fire. Like, it becomes a whole thing.
Yeah.
So
not hiring in desperation, I feel like, allowed us to make a very like thorough decision on what we were looking like. Kevin and I probably had 2 or 3 weeks worth of conversation before we started the interview process to understand what are we looking for? What are we going to have them do?
Yeah.
What does this job look like? We had all of these things we had to do go through, and we've hired in desperation before and it has never worked out for us. So it's just my personal kind of like long story short. That's actually just like a short word of advice, like word of wisdom.
Yep.
If you are in a state of desperation, number one, try to get through that phase first.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, try to take a moment and don't, I need someone right now. I'm going to hire them tomorrow. You will regret it.
Yeah.
100% of the time, you will regret it. So that's my long story short. All right. Moving
on.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Actually, go ahead. It's fine.
You sure?
Yeah. I was going to tell a quick nail story just because you just did.
Oh.
When I got my nails done yesterday, it was quiet. And then all of a sudden, this woman, she was in the pedicure chair. And she was like, if you do that again, I will call my partner. And everybody in the nail salon was like,
what just happened?
What partner? What happened? And then she goes on to eventually yell, okay, in this nail salon, that these people who are sitting like in front of my spot, I guess the girl was vaping, and she was like, it is illegal and you can get fined and
was
you
will Karen? Not.
Well, she said she works in law enforcement and she was like, I'm off duty. I will call my partner right now to fine you.
Oh, that
and
was
she was
part.
Like,
she
are you
boyfriend.
From here? And the girl was like, yes. She was with a dude too. And the girl was like, yes. She had an attitude. Yes. And she was like, okay, so then you know the law. The law is you cannot do that in a nail salon. The chemicals and the fumes in here combined with that. And she literally goes, we'll go boom. And I was like, boom. Everybody hold on.
We're about to blow up.
Everybody relax. Can we die? Because you're vaping? Because now I'm on team.
Now
Versa.
I agree.
Karen and
do
Karen
Do you know
Jr.
the laws?
Girl, I'm Karen Jr. You better stop. Girl. So then the guy, he was a liar. Very obviously. He gonna say, I am a third year law student.
Right. It was very obviously.
And she was like, I am the law.
And I was like, first of all, Karen, that's what's wrong. The police think they are the law. First of all, you're not the law.
And then she
said,
you enforce
the
law.
Do
you know who I am? And I started. I was like, see, this is how cops, y'all be feeling yourselves. Ain't nobody told y'all.
Because
like
now you're on the ego trip.
Because everybody relax. Stick with the boom. And you'll have everybody in here on your side if you say we can die because she vaping.
100%.
You start talking about you the law and now...
Now I got an issue. Because no,
child
you're not.
Of God.
Because no, you're not. You enforce the law. That's your problem. You think you are, but you don't. You enforce.
Yes, there's a difference, honey. Eventually, she just kept threatening her, though. She was like, if I see you pull that out again, I will call my partner. And so the girl, they just were like, whatever. Like, you know, you got an attitude, but you really can't do nothing because you really don't want the fine.
Yeah.
So she just kind of sat there. Then they got up and left. And I was like, I don't know. It just everybody, you know, when stuff like that happens, everybody in the nail salon, you just like, trying to pick a side, but also not pick a side.
I'm not picking a side because I want to go back to the enforcer of the law. Can you explain what does boom mean?
Literally.
Can you?
I didn't know that. First of all, I didn't know that was a law. Also, I don't vape, so I wouldn't know.
But I thought people vape all the time. I didn't realize you couldn't. Can you not do it in nail salons or you cannot vape indoors, period?
She specified nail salons. I don't know. Cam,
you can.
You know random things.
Are you looking it up? Cam is looking it up. He's verifying the verifiable.
It has to do with, you know how like nail salons have that smell?
Yeah.
That, like, super glue smell?
Yeah.
It has to do with the fumes from that mixing with the fumes that's coming out of your vape.
That will go boom?
It could, I mean, it's probably not going to explode.
Yeah.
But there's that.
It's like using your phone at a gas station.
Probably not good. I mean, no, that should not be an issue.
You shouldn't be using your phone at a gas station. My husband does all the time. And
because
I think
you can go boom, I thought.
That's what I thought.
You're saying that's not real?
No, I think you can go boom.
Why would you go boom?
Because
that's what they had said.
Because of.
That's not the truth.
All I'm going to say to that
because
is if being at a gas station on your phone could cause it to go boom, we shouldn't be holding these things around with us.
Well, this is the thing. Europe says we really shouldn't be holding these things around anyway. Europe is on top of the situations.
Yes.
I heard that Europe just banned the Apples.
There's a chip in there they put to block radio frequencies that were coming out of the phone.
All I'm saying is America is behind.
Yeah.
Because we all finna go boom
all
in a minute.
All these things that can make us go boom. We ain't even know. Okay, child. Well, anyway, that was my other nail salon story.
All right, let's go to the segment we'd like to call Pop the Trunk.
Well, I am here to pop the trunk on Melissa. I am here to pop the trunk on Melissa. I need y'all to know this trunk is getting popped on her right now. Let me tell you what happened this Friday. Okay.
Oh God. Everybody
me
relax.
And Melissa got some news that we will share with the Patreon as soon as we can in the world later on, Lord willing, the creek
don't
rise. You
didn't share it with me?
You
yes,
know
you,
about
yes,
it. Mel, hush. Pop the trunk on you next for not remembering what we text.
We literally told
me
you.
Me and Melissa go to dinner, okay? Melissa, doing as she don't do, she don't eat really that much all day.
Ever.
I had a little bit of piece of air, and I had a sliver of a cashew nut that fell out of my oatmeal, and I had some... cashew dust.
You said she ate air?
So we...
a piece of an air?
Piece of an air. Okay? We go down to have us a steak dinner.
Yes.
Okay? She orders a little cocktail. I'm not paying attention because she's an adult. Okay? We get some calamari with some peppers. She eats maybe three little of the circles and two slivers of the peppers. Okay? Now, I order a steak. Big old steak for us to share.
Yes.
What does Melissa order? I'm going to just get some crab legs, which was like the babiest crab.
They were baby crab
that
legs.
Ever
for,
walked the
but,
earth.
But the description said king crab.
It was a prince crab.
And it was given snow.
It was a pawn. It was not the king. It was a jester.
It wasn't, I agree.
He was just somebody who lived in the village. He wasn't even going to the palace. It wasn't no doggone king, okay?
I agree.
It was a babiest crab. So I cut her slivers of the steak. Enough.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
To get her started.
Yes.
Okay? We got Brussels sprouts on the side. What was our start?
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
Brussels
baked potato,
sprouts,
whatever.
And baked
potato.
Enough. Yeah, yeah, with sliced potatoes.
And I'm going in because I'm 270. So I'm eating. She just, let me get another drink. We're celebrating. Wow. We're celebrating.
You were drinking.
Let me get another
eating.
Drink. And I'm not paying attention because she's an adult. I'm an adult. Right? I stopped, and this is how I knew she had so much, too much to drink. She never came back to the sale. I was like, you want some more? She said, no, I'll get some more when I get full. Okay? Ate them little stanky little crab legs. Probably didn't eat all the legs.
I did eat all because it was babies.
Ain't no meat in the crab legs. I'm going to pop
that's
the trunk
true.
On crabs
that's
next. Too much work for the amount of meat that be in there.
And they're too expensive.
Too expensive. So I eat a lot of the steak, more than I should have. I was like, dang, Kev, that's a
it
lot.
Was good.
It was supposed to be a shareable steak. You share it with yourself.
Hello.
Okay? She don't eat no vegetables, but I'm not paying attention. About the fourth drink.
Oh.
Because I drink.
You had four drinks?
Girl.
She had, no, about the fourth drink, this is what happened.
No, I think I only have four drinks.
No, you had five. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Because the waiter comes over. She's like, can I have another?
Oh.
Right? She don't look drunk, though.
Right,
she was
right.
just celebratory. Can I have another?
Celebratory.
And he was like, I'm going to, how about this?
Oh.
How about I just go get the check? Y'all
did
wait
he
say a while.
That?
Yes.
I don't remember him saying
if you,
that.
Of course you don't. if you still want it, I'll give it to you. Now, mind you, as an adult,
yes.
when I feel tipsiness, I back off.
The thing is, I didn't feel tipsy.
That's the problem, because you don't believe in yourself.
No.
I literally... I pop in the trunk. I don't want to be interrupted. I stop drinking. I start to drink water. I don't want to have a headache. I don't want to be sick. I don't want none of the stuff. About 30, 45 minutes before we leave, I've been stopped drinking. I keep eating. I got cake and all this stuff. So.
Jake.
He gives her the last drink. She drinks it. Okay? I'm not paying attention to nothing because she looks normal.
She
right?
looks normal.
And I got video evidence this time. I already sent it to
yes,
Mel and Greg.
Yes.
And I sent it to Angel. Everybody knows. So she can't lie and say, I was just tipsy. I was just tipsy.
No, I was out.
You wasn't. So we get home.
She
and
wasn't.
That's when it, whatever it is with Melissa, it never clicks in until we get home.
It's the drive.
It is. The drive. The motion sickness. I feel like it accelerates it.
It does. It settles it.
Maybe it is.
Because I'm telling you, this is my honest truth. I literally told the guy, I said, this is a cocktail. Y'all, this is Kool-Aid. They not put no alcohol in this.
Girl.
I did not feel tipsy like at all. I know when I feel tipsy. Because
no,
I know. Yes, I do. Because when I start feeling tipsy, I stop drinking. It was Kool-Aid.
If you're going to lie to us, that's fine. But lying to yourself is just a waste of time. Somebody's got to know the truth.
Wait. Tell what happened when y'all
got home. No. I'm going to tell you. Okay? So we get home, right? I go to let the dog out. And let me tell you why I'm popping the trunk. We had agreed to sex that night. I'm like, this is great. Yes. Yes. And as a husband, you're like, oh, a little drunk, a little tipsy is cool. Because then you get to do crazy stuff.
Too much.
Too much is sleep or tomorrow or I know what I said. I'm having a headache now. Too much. So just I'd rather you not drink at all and deliver on the promise of the premise. So Bud is on the horizon for me. Bud is right there. All we got to do is let the dog go pee, put him in his crate, go upstairs.
Oh, my God.
We take the dog outside. Melissa sits down on the concrete.
Man.
On the
concrete.
Okay, the girl sitting down like her dad was supposed to pick her up from school and he didn't come. She got her head down.
It hit
and
me
I
like
recorded
her.
I said, Liz, are you? And I might post this in the Patreon.
No, you're not.
I said, Liz.
You're not.
You're drunk. She said, no. I might be tipsy. But what's happened, it's the world spin.
Yes.
If the world just be still, I would be still. But the world is moving. And that's me. I'm moving. She's
sitting down
like a drunk.
Going around.
She's doing like, this. Literally, you know, I'm like Street Fighter. After
if the world was stopped spinning, then I wouldn't be moving.
But she's spinning herself. No, the world, the gravitational pull of Earth hasn't changed. You're not feeling that. She's literally, when the Street Fighter people die, and they be in the continue screen,
yes.
And they doing this, or the Ninja Turtles, remember that video game?
I wasn't
and the
doing
stars
that.
Are going around.
The
yes,
world
you are.
Was doing that.
No.
I was still.
Because how come the camera video is still? This isn't the worst part, guys. I want to get to the reason I popped the trunk on her. And by then, I know butt's off. The butt is out. Just forget it. But she thinks that, I know what I said. I gonna do it still. I know what I said. I gonna still do it. I can do it. She goes inside the house. Lays on the ground. Monty's trying to lick her. It's pandemonium. I'm like, okay, just go to bed.
Oh, my God.
I get her upstairs, put her in the bed to lay down. Not even 27 seconds. I think I'm going to throw up. Melissa leans to throw up on the side of the bed. The side of the bed, which is what she does often. I'm like, no, let's go to the bathroom. Let's go to the bathroom. In our bathroom, the bathroom is the first thing. The toilet is right there. I'm rushing her, holding her hand, saying, let's go to the toilet. I get to the toilet. She does this. Like Cody when Janelle wanted him to talk. She does this.
No.
Projectile. No. That's her.
I will not.
Go throw up in the toilet. No. The bathtub, she's not saying this. This is what her brain is saying.
Oh my God.
The girl sees the bathtub. And when I tell y'all, everything she ate from 1998 to this Friday was in this bathtub.
Aww.
She filled. The bathtub is twice her size.
Who threw up that
girl?
It's male.
All the food you didn't eat, all that air.
All the
slivers
air.
Of cashews, air, bile, stomach lining. She throws up everywhere and then just turns the bathtub on.
I was trying to clean it.
The bathtub is filling up full of throw-up water because there's hunks of steak, crab legs in there. Then she feels better.
Yeah,
goes and lays down and is knocked out sleep.
I was about to say, probably had great sleep.
Bathtub is clean. I mean, drains. I wake up next morning to pee. And I'm walking to the most horrid smell.
Oh, because it's all,
I have,
all
and
that
she
acid.
Is just Sleeping Beauty was jealous of Melissa. I have to clean the bathtub out.
It was gross.
I turn the water on. It just fills back up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, the thing is blocked.
With all the-
I got to get it like a piece of, I have like a nail care system.
Oh.
And there's like 20 pieces. 19 have never been used. I don't know why they gave me all this stuff. I just used the nail clipper and the one clipper. Thing to pull ingrown hairs. So I gotta poke at the drain to get the steak and all that out the tub.
Oh, I'm about to throw up.
No, you better not.
That is disgusting.
Right now.
Takes me 35 American minutes
to
clean the bathtub.
This is disgusting.
And then she wakes up. And you know what she says when she wakes up? She comes and sees it, and I clean it bleach.
It smelled like
Lysol,
bleach when I woke
disinfected.
Up. It did.
I cleaned it so many times. She wakes up. She was like, I would have cleaned it.
I would have. When she woke up, Kev.
I absolutely would have. Don't do me.
I'm
would have.
I'm done with her. I'll never drink relaxed around you again. I'm going to be counting.
Wait, what?
I'll never drink relaxed.
Oh, relaxed around
no,
me.
No, somebody has to help you.
No, literally, you guys.
Day. Everybody relax.
Everybody
Everyone
relax.
Relax.
No.
Because I really don't get
you
drunk,
one
you guys.
One good night and all of a sudden.
That's real. Don't do me. That's for real.
I'm in the tub cleaning it up. I'm like, you had a salad? She was like, I don't remember, maybe.
I don't think I had a salad.
You didn't have a salad at dinner. Sometime, maybe in 2003, you had a salad. It was so disgusting. We still to this day have never used a tub.
Where's the thing?
It's right there on the side. I'm done and I'm gone and I'm leaving and she has been drunk and don't let her lie
to
you.
She has been drunk and
she has.
That one time on Friday.
Sure. Thank you for popping the trunk.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And I'm slamming this.
So dramatic.
It was so unnecessary. You guys have to understand, first of all, that we have to do something.
Yes, we do. And that is tell you about earning, because we like to earn in. Amen. Life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin.
Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your very next check.
If I needed something like Earnin, this is absolutely what I'd use, because money be leaving and because
it's my money
happens,
and I should have it now.
I should have it and I should have the ability to access it
100%.
When I need, and that is what Earnin is here to help you do, which is amazing. You can make it a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind, which is so important, especially when it comes to your finances.
Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Jin, that's G-I-N, under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show, Jin under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max and pay period max, see earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hello. What's your version of events? Because Kevin popped the trunk on you and he was convincing.
So mostly everything he said was true, right? Except I would have cleaned the kitchen. I would have cleaned the bathroom. I would have cleaned the tub the next day. That's the truth. That's the part where he was wrong.
Oh.
The other thing, you guys have to know, listen to me, okay? Listen to me, because I'm not going to lie to you. I did not feel tipsy.
You never
all
do.
All night.
You always say you're not tipsy or drunk, and then you be, though. But everybody around you be really, like, Melissa, and you're like, I'm not drunk.
Because I don't get drunk. You guys,
yes,
for real,
you
though.
Do, Melissa.
No.
That literally doesn't even make sense. You do.
No, I get tipsy. But this time, I feel like the alcohol, this is what I feel
what
like.
What were you drinking?
A cocktail. It was like a rum. No,
what was
it wasn't rum. And actually, that's where I messed up, because rum don't do this to me. It was a blueberry lemon drop.
Ooh.
That's vodka.
That is vodka. Vodka will have you on the floor every
time. And that's what it had me on the floor. Mm. That's why I messed up. Normally, I'm a rum drinker. You know, with rum, it's always more juice. Rum drinks are like orange juice, coconut juice, and rum. Like, it's all these other things. Blueberry vodka, blueberry lemon drop ain't nothing but vodka and a splash of something
that's
to make
true.
It blue.
That's true. And then some lemons.
And then that's it. That's all. And that was my fault. That's on me. I'm going to take that L. But these videos are
hilarious.
Child.
Hilarious.
I would judge me. I do judge me.
I would judge me.
I do. But the news was good news. And so when we are able to share this news,
then y'all will know what she got drunk
and
for.
And then this story will make all of the sense. And then you'll be like, I understand. I probably would have been with you too. Wait till we share the news and you guys are going to be like, okay, I get
everybody
it.
Have a blueberry lemon drop
and then
to celebrate.
Everybody have a blueberry lemon drop to celebrate. I concur.
It's a good idea.
Do these things. Correct.
Hilarious.
All right. Do you have anything on that?
Nope.
All right. We're done with Pop the Trunk. Black Twitter trends.
I was actually going to, I'll see if you have one. I know Kev made a video though, I think, about this very thing, which was Black Girl Math. Or Girl Math. I think it was just called Girl Math.
I absolutely do.
And your Girl Math, at least the video that I'm talking about, is that when you return things.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So in real life, what happened was that, you guys know I do returns. This is a fact of my life. So I dropped off a bunch of things at Amazon. And what happens with Amazon is they send you a text. and it says refund for X amount of dollars.
Yes.
And it's for every item that you return. Mm. So in like 30 minutes, I got like 5 texts. And I was like, oh, girl, you got money.
You got money.
Like, are you kidding me? You have all of this money. Like, what are you going to do today? Yes. You have so much money that you can spend. It is profit. So
it is profit.
No, I feel like it's like a ROI. It's like a return on investment. And the investment was what you bought, but then return.
Yes.
And so the return and then your investment came back. And so all I'm saying is that's what happened. And I was very excited. And that's why he made the video. But absolutely 100%, My Girl Math includes returns. If you do a return, the moment you get that refund, that's additional money that you didn't have.
My Girl Math is really bad. I've grown from this period in my life. But for some reason, when I was in college and was bad at my money, I would be like, okay, when I go to the mall, I'm only going to spend like $150. But every time I entered into a new store, that amount reset.
So like, if I spent $80 in the store before,
you didn't have 60 left over.
I didn't have 60. It's a new store, and now it's like $150. And then you go to a third store, you're like $150. And so by the end, I'm like,
you spent $1,000. $150 at a time.
Yes. It took me a long time to be like, oh wait, hold on. I have to subtract
the math. Does it math
what
that
I already
way?
Spent before? You got to reset every. No, that's yeah. So I don't do that anymore. Amen.
I think all
sometimes I do it when I go to new websites though. Now because I don't really be at the mall.
That's what
when
I'm say.
At home, I be like, oh, a new website.
I have a
reset.
Yeah, the limit reset. This is other girl math that 100% happens. If in order to get free shipping, you have to spend $100. Mm-hmm. I'm spending $100 to save the $5 in free shipping.
Yes.
100% of the time. I don't care if I actually only needed $40 mm-mm. worth of stuff.
You didn't get me. I got you.
Correct. If it's buy one, get one half off, I'm saving money yes. by buying the additional yes. item to get the half off. Because had I bought both a week ago,
right.
I would have spent full price. So therefore, by spending it today, I actually saved money. Yeah. So you're welcome.
You're welcome.
If it is out of my bank account and I have cash, it's good to spend. So it really don't matter what I spend it on.
Yes.
That's just my personal. If I have a gift card, but I don't have enough on my gift card, and then I swipe my card, that also really doesn't count.
Amen.
In my mind.
Same.
So if I have $25 on my gift card, but the item is $30, so I have to swipe it for the $5, that $5 doesn't count.
No, absolutely not.
Because it's really the gift card's fault that it didn't cover exactly what I needed to get. So
yes.
All of these things make sense to me.
Also, y'all might not agree with this one, but you should. This is not called stealing. If you give me money, you being my husband usually, if you give me cash and then I am able to get something cheaper than what you and I thought it was going to cost, that extra money is now mine.
100%.
It's mine because you thought it was spent anyway. So
it's good, it's gone.
I did it.
Cash is gone.
Absolutely. It's mine.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to keep this, the change.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm gonna
keep the change.
I'm gonna definitely be keeping that change. 100%. This is math. Mm-hmm. That's wife math, actually.
Yes, yeah, that is. That
yes,
is.
That's wife math. I concur to all of these things. I apologize if this is not what you think, but you should check your math.
You should tell us your girl math.
Yeah,
just your own math. It don't even have to be girl math. Just tell us how you do math. That's different than the way other people may do math. It's
yeah.
fine.
I actually love this trend because you realize that we are all living the same life.
Yeah.
Like we really are all like, oh my God, I do that as well. I didn't realize like it was a widespread thing.
Yes.
But 100% of the time.
We're all the same.
Yeah, we're all the same. All right. Mel takes tea. Oh, let's talk about this stupid show. Let's talk about Love Island.
Before we talk about Love Island.
Okay.
Let's talk about Factor.
Yes.
Hello. With the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. So, if you are too busy this fall to cook,
but want to make sure you're still eating well, which is always a balance, trying to maintain your lifestyle, but also trying to eat well and be healthy, because those things are important, especially as we get older. With Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping and prepping and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back to crushing your goals. Anything that can help me maintain, okay, my busy life, but also feed me and my family and my children and all of that, I am all win, in win. For. And that is what Factor can help you do. So if you're too busy running around during the day to think about lunch, keep your energy up with Lunch to Go, effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers that are ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave even required for those, which is great because they have dinner and lunch options, which, like I said, anything that can help, I'm all in for. So this September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to Factor Meals. .com/GJ50 and use code GJ50 to get 50% off. That's code GJ50 at factormeals.com/GJ50 to get 50% off. Okay, now let's talk about
Love Island, UK. Yes. Let's start there, okay? I watched the first episode, first five episodes. This is what I have to say.
Okay. Tell me if you guys are in yet. I need to know if you're in.
I'm going to finish it.
Okay.
Why do people talk like they got rocks in their mouth?
Oh my gosh, you don't love their accents?
I can't understand a word that they say.
I told you use captions.
I do, and this is the problem. It's actually not
in it.
It's actually not their accent.
Oh,
it's the fact that they talk fast.
Oh,
they a little bit slur the words. Like everything bleeds into one another.
Okay, that's fair.
And it sounds like they are gargling through their words.
I didn't experience that.
When I tell you, me and Kev, I had to keep rewinding
because
me and Kev, I was so frustrated, and the volume is not level.
Oh Jesus!
And so. It gets really loud, but then their voices, because I think in general, the way people from the UK talk, they end on the cadence of their voice goes up at the end. So instead of saying it goes up at the end, it's like it goes up.
Oh, yeah.
And so it gets screechy the louder it gets. Oh. But then when the song comes on, it's extra loud.
Yeah, yeah,
oh
yeah.
My gosh. I was just like, me and Kev were like, first of all, who mixed this? And you need to do a better job. So that was my first thing I want to say. Second thing I want to say is, what is the I used the subtitles and I was still confused because one of the guys, he talks so fast. He talks so fast.
Oh, which one?
I actually think it is Tyreek.
Oh, the black guy?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's him. And I don't know if it's because he's deaf or just because he talks really fast.
Wait, he's not deaf.
He's not the one that's deaf in the one ear, in the left ear with the bolt?
Oh, I don't remember that being the case.
I think he's deaf.
Oh.
If it's not Tyreek, then it's the other black guy.
Oh, it may be him then. You're right.
He has the lightning bolt, and I think the lightning bolt
you're right. Oh, okay. That's right. The lightning bolt is that. You're right.
So I don't know if it's because he's deaf that he talks really, really, really fast, but I knew it wasn't just me because the narrator made a comment.
The narrator said, and now
we're going to hear Tyreek do a text message in 2x speed or something like that, alluding to what?
Nothing. Did you see that text from Kev?
Yeah, that's why I moved it.
Okay, go ahead.
Alluding to how fast he was talking. And when I tell you, first of all, me and Kev died laughing because I was like, so it's not just me. This dude talks fast. So we had to rewind it because he talks really fast. And because he talks fast, the subtitles don't always match at the same time. So it was just a little odd. Anyway, one of the questions that I have, right?
Okay.
How does the show actually work?
Yeah, it takes a while for you to like settle in to like, okay, this is what the pattern is.
Yes.
So you have the set group.
Yep.
And you're supposed to find love within this group, right?
Okay.
Okay. And so there's games that happen as relationships develop. You have these games. And so whoever, basically there's a couple at the end who wins and you get the money, right? And so as time goes on and more people are added, more people will be taken away if they are not able to find love within this villa.
Got it. So the part that I would, the narrator is hysterical.
Yeah.
The part that is or confusing at this point, where I am, no one's been taken away.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So I was like,
how do you, Kev was like, how do you determine a winner? And I was like, I don't exactly know. I thought maybe, I just couldn't tell. Okay, got it. So right now, mm-hmm. which is really sad because the...
I thought at the end of episode 5...
I didn't finish all the way episode 5. Don't
okay,
tell me.
Somebody did leave.
Okay, I'm not there okay. yet. The really chocolate guy, what is his name?
What is his name?
The 21-year-old.
Yeah, the young guy. I can't think of his name right now. I know you're talking
about. He's so handsome. I'm so surprised no one is liking him.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what is Andre? That's his name. I love him.
Yeah,
and I'm so sad that no one is like coupling up with him.
Yeah.
Don't tell me if he leaves because I'm going to be sad because I love him.
Actually, for a while, I felt a way about some of the black contestants. I felt like they were not being picked. And I was feeling a way about that, for sure.
Well, and that's why I felt like he is really young. I felt like they were trying to do a good job of doing the mix and the mingle. The problem is, this is the only like critique when you're doing that, right? Or the only thing to be cognizant of as producers who watch the show and will take my advice is that I can't be the only black woman and there's only one other black guy.
100%.
Because that means if he doesn't choose me.
Yeah.
Then I have very limited options because the likelihood of the white people that aren't interested in dating black people choosing me become very limited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm automatically always on the chopping block.
Yeah.
And that was my problem with Dre.
Yeah.
It was like if Tyreek is automatically going to couple up with
Ella.
And the other black girl is coupled up with the black girl is coupled up with the white dude.
Yeah.
Then I need another white girl to be interested in black girl and the black dude. And that wasn't happening. So it wasn't.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
I want to offer the other side of what I said, which is I was feeling away. But I do feel like the amount of people that they added. They added black people. They continued to add black people. And they still could have done a better job, in my opinion. However, compared to other shows I've seen, i.e. Netflix, some of those Netflix dating shows, they have done a better job in making sure they are able to balance exactly what you're talking about, balancing it out. Because they continue to add more.
That's good.
Towards the end, some of the votes start to become, the audience starts to vote. And I started getting annoyed because I then felt like it was an issue because the audience were voting black people off. And I felt like that was a problem.
Got it.
But overall, I feel like they did a better job than some of the shows I have seen.
Actually agree with that because Kevin, I had that point as well. I was like, maybe it's because it's the UK that they're doing it, that I felt like they had a really good... Like I said, there's ways to make it better.
Sure.
But one of the things I said aloud was like, wow, this is actually pretty, like they have an Asian girl there.
Yeah,
the only thing I didn't like is it seemed like they were, again, I'm very limited in. I haven't gotten to episode 5 and I haven't seen what's coming up. But it did seem like the original group of people that were picked, the producers were trying to do the automatic matchups with the people.
Yep.
I didn't like that because, again, it doesn't allow for people to be like, I actually don't like you. And I like this person over there and I can like this person and they can like me back.
Well, but the point of the show is that that will continue to happen.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're automatically excluded as a black person if you don't have black people oftentimes will date outside of the race.
Okay.
White people often don't reciprocate that.
Okay.
So you are more likely to be the Andre that winds up in the bed alone in the beginning.
Oh, got it. Got it. Okay.
Not to say, even if the point is to have one person alone, more likely than not, that person's always going to be a black person.
Got it. Got it.
Because you don't have,
you don't have
the options.
Got it.
So yeah, that's where I'm at now. And it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
And it's season 10.
Yeah. Season 10. Yep.
Yeah.
And we've watched the first 5. So let's try to get through another 5.
Okay, through 10?
Through 10.
They're long episodes.
Yeah, that's why some of that stuff you fast forward. Especially after you start to realize the connections and kind of what's going on. The games start to get fun. And the
games are fun.
Yeah.
Them producers are messy.
I meant to tell you something too about the games. Remind me to tell you something about the games. But overall, we got to get into the beginning batch so you can really like understand what's going on and understand connections and like how people are kind of moving. But yeah, it continues to get better.
Okay. I believe that because the, them games are messy to know.
Oh my gosh.
I said, oh.
Why they be like, kiss your
snog.
Snog. And they say, crack on.
Yes.
I should stop trying to do this accent because I can't do it, okay? But I enjoy that entire thing.
The halfway through, Kevin and I, once you hear something repeated, we're like Googling UK slang because yeah. I'm like, what does this mean? Yes. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I'm still a little bit confused on what exactly cheeky means.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they use it in so many different ways.
Context and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, what exactly does it mean? I'm a little bit confused. I think I'm in because I think I understand where the show is going. I did need to know that people get kicked off.
Oh yeah.
Because I was like,
at the end of episode 5, somebody gets kicked off.
Okay.
And so episode 6 is going to be the consequence of that. And then I think episode 6, more people will come in. Like it's going to start. You're going to start picking up.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Kiss the most attractive and kiss the most two-faced. And you're like,
yes.
Wait, what?
And
they be kissing, they be like slobbing them down. Like, bruh, why are you all in these people's mouth like that?
While they're sitting next to the person.
Yes.
I was like,
so?
But then this is why I say this is for young people. It is. Because I'm going to kiss you and then immediately kiss.
Yes.
I'm not going to mouthwash. I'm not going to spit. Uh-uh. I'm not going to rinse with water. I'm not going to do nothing.
Kiss, and they kiss is loud. You be like,
And then they go into it like, oh, we're kissing. Yes.
Yes.
Girl.
It's so dramatic. It is so dramatic. That's snogging. There you go.
Yes, snogging.
There are a ton, guys. There's a ton of episodes, 100%.
Ciao. Okay.
But it's a good time, which is a little bit of a problem because 90 Day Fiancé is starting on October 8th.
Oh, do you want to watch that? Because I know that's your show.
That is my jam, and I don't think I've ever gotten you into that.
No, I haven't.
Y'all be watching 90 Day Fiancé? Look, Cam is all in. 90 Day Fiancé is incredible.
I'll watch the season.
Incredible. We're going to keep going on this on UK. Let's at least get to where we're going, to October 8th.
We'll see
where we are.
Okay.
But I'm putting it out there now so y'all know. 90 Day Fiancé, October 8th. It is coming. And the way these trailers are dropping makes me feel like it's going to be good.
I hope so because Sister Wives has been a snooze, except yesterday's episode has been, I think it's about to turn to
I'm
good.
I'm waiting for you to post your What Should We Talk About on Bald and Beautiful.
Oh,
because
I
want to talk about, listen, I'm going to say this, they're going to talk about it tomorrow on TVTV. But listen, on Sister Wives last night, he said that girl loved him for his pecs and his six pack. I said, Cody.
I said, Kevin. I heard him wrong. Rewind it. I heard him wrong. Can you rewind that? Because I know that's not what he said.
Why would he say that?
I know that's not what he said. That man stood flat-footed, and stared at the TV and said, ooh. I know she thinks I'm hot.
I'm hot.
And I have a six-pack.
And my pecs.
And my pecs are strong.
Sir.
Girl, what? If you don't get off my TV with the delusion.
He is a wild one. That man is wild.
The best part about him to me, this is the best part about him to me. The definition of a mediocre white
man
who thinks more highly of himself than he actually is Donald Trump and Cody Brown. I mean,
I need that. I need that kind of confidence.
If black women.
This is why white men be in the positions that they are in, because it is a confidence. It is an air. It is a
delusion.
It is that an audacity that many people do not have. And low key, I got to tap into that because that is why they be running stuff.
Listen. I think if women and black women specifically were able to harness the confidence that allows.
I'm trying to tell you.
This white man.
Well, and Cody's not even attractive. This curl he got going on.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Bro, if you don't get somewhere.
Get your Easter Day 6-year-old.
They are more successful financially. I don't know what that man brings to the table outside of a headache.
Yeah, but saying a ding-a-ling so he can populate these children.
And the ding-a-ling so he can have 25 children.
Listen, the way...
Did you say ding-a-ling?
Yeah, I did.
Go ahead.
The way he... I mean, I think she's hot. I think she thinks I'm hot.
That was funny.
that was funny.
I said,
to
Kevin,
me.
I know that's not what I heard him say. You rewind it because maybe I'm missing the context. Mm-hmm. I'm confusion. I know that's not what he, and he showed, that's what he said.
That's what he said, girl.
That's what he said.
That was funny.
Sure. But I feel like it's about to pick up. Last night, I feel like was, if you notice, they've been doing Talking Heads the whole season.
Yep.
Last night was the first episode this season where they've been in the moment more than they've done Talking Heads. So I was like, I think it's about to pick up. I think, I'm hoping that we need it. It is a Rod set.
He was under the dryer.
He was under the dryer. That has sent me because all of us have gotten Rod sets before, and you know what it looked like to get them little rollers and sit up under the dryer. Listen.
You gotta call him out.
But yeah, I'm hoping that this is a change because let me tell you one more thing. I gotta not say everything because I know I'm gonna talk about it tomorrow.
Yes.
Janelle is a silent, lethal weapon.
Oh, absolutely.
I think she is constantly underestimated.
Uh-huh.
And then when she pulls up, she will throw it. Be Mary, you think because she's all loud and da-da-da-da that she gonna be the one to leave. And she, listen, Janelle sat there just as quiet and said, I'm gonna need more time.
Yeah, she did. We should stay separated.
Because I can think. You don't want to. No, said. I don't. I think I need more time because I can think better when you're not.
Right.
When you're not there.
And he'd be so shocked. You don't want to be around me?
My answer to that is no. I don't.
What is wrong with you people? He just be like.
And the whole time I thought, you know, we've been separated the whole time. But I always thought it was because of the sister wives, not because of me.
He did.
Me? What have I ever done? Me and Janelle get along.
Oh, man.
It's Janelle and the sister wives who don't get along.
Yeah.
And the fact that she said, no, boo, it's you.
It's you.
And she said, just a sweet, honey, I miss you.
Yeah, she did.
I do miss you.
We're going to stay separated. We're going to keep this how it is. It was great.
Cracking me up because she is like a silent lethal weapon. Yeah. I love it for her.
Same.
I really do. Okay, next show.
Is there more? I just want to say, I know people are in here talking about Love is Blind.
That's why I haven't.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, you haven't watched? I just knew you watched. That was the only reason why I watched.
Love is Blind?
Yes.
Oh, tell me about it. I started, but I haven't gotten. Tell me. It's okay. Talk about it. The people want to talk about it.
Love is
Who? Tell me about Uche. Uche Wale Wale.
I'm going to tell you why Uche lost me.
Is his name Uche?
Okay,
Uche.
I didn't even know. I'm going to tell you why Uche lost me. Because the girl that he's talking to, I can't remember her name.
See, I'm still in the pods. Okay, wait. Keep your thought.
Okay.
I hate the pods. I want to skip over the pods. That's why I be out. Because I hate that part of the show.
What?
Bruh, pair up and get to the tea.
I
this is so over in here. Somebody's on the couch. They got their feet up. We're having a fake party in a stupid room
that is
by
dope.
Myself.
That is
oh,
dope.
Tell me your life
that
story.
Is dope.
Tell me something. You've never seen my face. We've never met. And you're going to tell me your deepest dark. I effing hate the pods. I'm going to skip the pods and get to the tea.
No. The pods is where the juice happens. This is where all the juice happens is the pod. That's why I like the pods. I also like the pods because I like being like, you know, in the pods, everybody's like, I just feel like we know each other so well. And I feel like I've known you my whole life.
I hate secondhand embarrassment, and that's how I feel.
And I just feel like we're going to get along so well because look at us. Who would have thought? And then you get to real life, and it's real life. So don't worry like that. Okay, but the pods are critical. I agree because it's so much content.
Well, tell me about it.
Okay. So Uche is with Aaliyah.
I want him to be Uche Wally Wally.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
He's with Aaliyah. Aaliyah decides to divulge that she has previously cheated on one of her old
partners. Oh, I seen that.
Okay.
Okay.
This is important because Uche was on his very
He was
high
rude.
Oh, he was going in on her.
Okay.
Fast forward to like the next day. And come to find out, Uche knows one of the girls in the pods because they actually dated.
Oh. Okay.
Had sex.
Okay.
As recently as 3 months prior.
Oh.
And didn't tell Aaliyah.
He didn't.
No. Well, he did eventually.
Okay.
But like he had been new.
Yeah. Oh, he knew that she was in that room?
Because the moment they met, they didn't show us the audiences. They fast forward, you know, and then they backtracked and showed us. So she gets in the room. They meet in the pods. And he's like, you know, my name is Uche. And she's like, you know. Uche, whatever your last name is, he was like, yes, you have a dog. You do this. He's like, why do you know this?
Right.
She's like, you don't recognize my voice? He's like, no. She's like,
you know, whatever, she gives him clues and he's like, oh my God, Lydia? This is like early on.
Yeah.
So then when he tells her, it's kind of like, now, first of all, you didn't tell me this information. Mind you, Aaliyah and Lydia have been friends the whole time.
And Lydia didn't tell her either?
No. So then this is the cold part. Uche, after the conversation about Aaliyah cheating,
yeah,
she confides in Lydia. Lydia knows Uche. At this point, she knows what's going on. So this heifer gonna say, we're the same person. Uche has to figure it out. Like all of this stuff, right?
Knowing.
So then fast forward, after all this comes out, Aaliyah now knows. Uche knows Lydia, whatever. This is where Lydia lost me. This is where Lydia. She been lost me, but this is where I was like, I don't like your energy. Girl, it's okay. If you guys want to be together, it's fine. But I need you to know, I know everything about him. His favorite color, did he tell you? It's blue.
See, I don't
know. I know all of his friends. You need to be aware of this friend and this friend. His dog. Oh, my God. His dog loves me.
I don't like
his
that.
His dog loves me because every time I would come up, the dog would run to me. The dog runs to me because...
So does she like him? She want to be with him?
And that's the whole point. Now, girl, is you is or is you ain't? Do you do or do you don't? Because this is giving that you're trying to have, you know, neither one of us like that. I don't like that.
No.
Don't come in here, Miss Ex-Girlfriend, talking about all the history and all the... Girl, what you're not going to do is pull rank in front of me.
That won't work
with the man
ever.
That I'm dating now. You could take your books, your bags, your belongings, and your bonnet and exit. And that's what she was trying to do. And it was very, and you could tell.
How was Aaliyah?
So Aaliyah, because she's like, mind you, in the pods, talking to Uche, that's my girl. We're going to be friends after. She's going to be such a fun auntie to my kids.
To the Lydia.
Yes. Like, she's down for the girl. So after that, she was like, she was pissing me off because she was giving me too much information. I didn't need to know all that.
Right.
And she's like, you know, we just had sex in January. And the girl, you know, basically at this point, she's like, January, February, March, April. That's 1, 2. That's 3 months ago. That's 1, 2. That's 3 months ago. I didn't need to know all this. I know everybody got a pass, but why would you? Now I got to know.
Yeah, see, she ain't. Yeah.
It was very.
That energy.
Lydia was. Yeah. At first I was like, okay, maybe Lydia be mature about it. She was not.
She was not.
No. I would have. No. And then it goes down after that.
How many episodes are the, is it over? The whole season's out?
No, they did, what is that, 5 episodes? 4 or 5 episodes?
Oh, okay.
And then you know how they have their their weekly cadence.
Okay, so
or
I can watch and catch up by the next time.
Yeah, the part that, the bonding is the part that's, okay, they said it's 4 episodes. The part about Love is Blind that I actually find like fascinating is you realize how many people don't have someone that they can confide in and tell their secrets to and trust. And I think that's what that the wall does.
Oh.
It becomes an anonymity for the person you're telling this information to.
Is it like telling the priest? Don't you have to go confess?
Yes, or like a therapist almost.
Okay.
It's not that you should be telling these people these things, but for whatever reason, and I know, you know, the producers are encouraging them to share these things.
Yeah.
But you can also pick and choose
what
it is you decide to share. And people tell these stories and you're just kind of like, I mean, whether it's true or not, when they say stuff like, I've never told anyone this.
That's why it's always too much for me because I get secondhand embarrassment. I'm cringing. I'm like, are you really, this is, if this is literally the first person you're telling this to, I want more for you.
That's what I'm saying. But you start to realize how lonely life is. Like how lonely, people may not have.
Somebody.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I think is happening. I don't know. It is sad in some ways for
To think that would be the case is really sad.
Yeah.
But also it's cringy. Y'all gotta
stop.
No,
it's so.
If y'all apply on these shows, don't get on there and embarrass us.
That's my favorite part.
Don't get on there embarrassing us, okay?
My favorite part of the show is how they go in there and just think, we're going to have such an amazing life
together.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm just wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. And I'm just like, I'd love it for you.
I really do. I can't. Okay, I got to catch up.
All right.
I did get to, I feel like that's where I stopped. When he was talking to her like that and like making her, which I mean, cheating obviously is a problem.
Yeah.
Like we won't ignore that. But his,
I agree.
Approach and
it was very condescending.
It was very condescending. And that's when I tapped out because I was like, I got to be in a different space when I'm watching this because you should get cursed out right now.
Yeah.
Like, who are you talking to? Okay?
The payback relax. Is good though.
Okay.
The payback is good.
Okay.
The payback is good.
I'll watch.
Okay, that's that. Last thing I want to say, love on stage, baby. Thank you, Rachel. We will mention it.
Yeah.
Bria and Robert had a freaking dog on. I'm looking at Cam right now because when we were doing the love on stage interviews and pretty much the whole process, Cam was up in here with me.
Hello.
Okay. And the fact that these folks
have a baby,
done went and got married.
They got married first.
And now have a whole entire bloodline. A new bloodline has formed.
Yeah.
As a result
of being on your show, girl.
That's wild in a mug.
That's amazing.
Stage crew, y'all had a part of it because Everybody. If y'all voted for them to be together, we went off them votes.
And they really like each other.
That's crazy in a mug.
That's amazing.
And that burrito, right? That's crazy. And then y'all know what you're calling them is still together. God dang.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. From last season.
Yeah, they're
James,
still together.
Bring me James.
They're still together?
They're still together. Oh, they nice. Went to the one of the shows from the James and Crystal, one from the Ball Brothers tour. Kev sent me a picture.
Oh.
I actually should send it to what you call it. They're still together.
I like them a
lot.
Well,
at the time of, you know, that's been a couple weeks, so I don't know what's happened today at this moment.
Yeah, amen.
But at the time of the tour, a couple weeks ago,
they was together.
They went to
I liked him together, but he was like really sweet.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're still together.
We love to see it.
They're not on social media like that, but they are still together. And Aries is on another. She's on the show from OWN. Chad, don't give me the line.
Oh, I've seen people talking about it.
What's the name of the show? Somebody put in the comments for me so I can know what I'm talking about. Ready for Love.
Ready for Listen, Love, that's right.
Rochelle, first of all, the Rachels and the Rochelles, y'all is on it, okay? Y'all, thank you very much. Ready for Love, she is on there. And that's just, and what you call it is engaged. She finna be married.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. Homegirl, I like her too.
Ciao. Y'all know I don't never remember nobody's name. Sherelle. Come on, Emil.
I like her too. No, that's amazing.
That's fantastic. All right, anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say because there's a lot of good TV coming up and we just have to be all in on it because I plan on being all in on
it. What do I need to be all in on?
Okay, I forgot Married to Medicine is going to come up soon.
I'm out.
No, you have to watch Married to Medicine.
I'm out.
Married to Medicine is better than We're Housewives of Atlanta and I don't care. Would anybody got to say we can fight on it because that's the hill I'll die on. Married to Medicine is what Real Housewives of Atlanta used to be. It is.
Good, good.
It's good. Listen, I say that about a lot of TV, but that's because that's really how I feel. Married to Medicine is coming. We're going to have to watch that. 90 Day Fiancé, we're going to have to watch that. We're going to get through this Love Island UK. Okay, and I'm going to catch up on Love is Blind. All the love shows. We're all in on the drama.
So oh, tap my in. God. I don't know if I can commit to Married to Medicine. Yes.
Melissa, Married to Medicine is so good.
Okay.
It's so good. And Phaedra is on Married to Medicine from Real Housewives of Atlanta, which I don't know why, because she's not married to medicine, but she is on the show.
I thought she was kicked out of reality TV for her
situation.
She
was kicked off of Real Housewives of Atlanta because Candy said, you won't. But now she's on Married to Medicine, so we have to see how she is on there.
Oh.
So tap in.
All right.
And go watch Take Care of Maya. It's really sad. Ball your eyes out and then go watch my recaps, okay? Because I'm going to be recapping that ridiculous trial that's supposed to last a really long time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, because what the hospital wants to do is drain you financially.
Yes, but everybody has a lot of witnesses and a lot of evidence. That's why you got to watch it so I can talk about it more specifically. But there's a lot of information.
Well, send us the links when you're watching. I'll put it in the Patreon.
Okay.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us on today's Gin and Juice. I have so many things going on in my mind that I don't know what was about to come out, but I had to think about it because Gin and Juice may not have come out. Thank you guys so much. We will be back actually on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Did you get that note, Cam?
No, I may or may not. It doesn't
have. He has a baby on the way.
Yeah, when is she due? Cam has a baby on the way.
Baby is due on October 4th. So we're like a week away. 39 weeks.
Get in
out
the mic,
here.
Cam, and tell the people how you're feeling about being a dad, first time dad. You can make it short.
I am ready to have this baby at this point. Pregnancy is terrible.
It is terrible.
Don't recommend that at all.
Yes.
But I'm ready for the baby.
Oh. They're saying congratulations,
Cam. It's a girl, right?
Yes.
They're having a girl. Are you sharing names? Or are you not sharing names? Don't feel pressure.
We'll get to that when the baby's here.
We'll get to that. I love it. I love it. So Cam may or may not be here on Thursday, but we will be here on Thursday at, I think, 11?
11 PST.
11 a.m. Pacific time.
Yep.
Pacific time. That's so we'll see PST. Because we're not going to be here on Monday. That's it. That's all, y'all. Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.